Have you ever wished you could be in two places at the same time? This time of year, I think we all do. There have been movies and TV shows showing characters cloning themselves so that they can be all the places they need to be. And we know it never turns out great. Everything gets out of control, and they always realize they simply need to say no to some things and find balance. Sometimes I must admit, it feels like I need a few of me to get it all done. I could be everywhere I need and want to be, plus be everywhere else others need and want me to be. It would never work. We can't do it all. We weren't designed to do it all. There are only so many hours in the day, and we have to set priorities and healthy boundaries so we aren't overextended and wiped out. We need rest. God designed our bodies to need rest. He commands us to rest and sets the example for us in the beginning of creation in Genesis 2. On the seventh day, he rested. I can't be at my best if I'm constantly running on empty. That's why on airplanes, as they are walking through the safety demonstration that we all pay attention to, they tell you, in case of a drop in air pressure and the oxygen mask fall down, put yours on first before helping someone else with their mask. Put yours on first. Did you get that? Are you giving yourself the oxygen you need today? Maybe you need a deep breath right now. I read a quote by Anne Lamott recently that rang true to my heart. Almost everything will work again if you unplug it for a few minutes, including you. Life is a whirlwind, and we are all busy just trying to keep up. So how do we get it all done while at the same time obeying God's command to rest and find balance? I pray. At the start of each day, I ask God to lead me to things He wants me to accomplish that day and to the people He wants me to connect with. I spend time in His Word, and then I start knocking out things I need to do. I move through my day knowing that God holds it all. And with that frame of mind, I can find rest, even in the middle of the tasks. Then as the day is done, I thank God for what I accomplished, even if it wasn't all the things I had hoped, but I know God was with me and working through me to accomplish His purposes for that day. Often His spiritual to-do list looks a bit different than mine. Let the truth of Psalm 121 wash over you today. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. God is watching over you day and night. Find your help and strength in Him. He never sleeps, so you can rest easy. That's the truth. Have a restful day. I'm Lori Klein.